It is high noon at Detox Mansion, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Boston, Tufts Freeform Radio, streaming worldwide at WMFO.org. Medication time.
Bring her around to meet you. I think you're like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home. Oh. You might fit, she might just be my everything. Get beyond, beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything. Get beyond. I give up, I'm in love, try.
It's a brand new song called Beyond from Leon Bridges. His new album is called Good Thing. And here's a good thing from 1992's Main Offender album. It's Keith Richards. You know, the Stones had put out a couple of so-so albums, and Keith had released this monster great record, and this was one of them. Wicked As It Seems, 91.5 MFO.
Just as wicked as it seems.
As it seems, why don't you get it?
91.5 WMFO, brand new music from the Decemberists. Their latest album is called I'll Be Your Girl, and that was The Sucker's Prayer. For that, Bebop Deluxe from Drastic Plastic in 1978, we heard Panic in the World. Keith Richards, Wicked as It Seems. I think he had a little help from the expensive winos there, too. Main Offender was his 1992 album. Brand new stuff from Leon Bridges. The song's called Beyond, and his new album that's just out is called Good Thing. The Kinks did Waterloo Sunset. That goes way back to 1967. 60s were cool, man. One of these days I'm going to do an all 60s show, just because I don't... You know, I go back to the 70s and 80s and 90s a lot. But 60s is what I grew up with, and I just... I don't know why. I don't play them that much. Because it's not a good sound quality on the record. I think that's probably why. But I love the 60s. So we'll do some 60s one of these shows. And Lucinda Williams started us off with the title track from Essence. That was her album in 2001. The follow-up from Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. 1221 on the Detox Mansion. I'm Bob Angel, and lovely to have you along today. Yeah, we do have more blues. I told you we were going to have more blues, and I promised, and it's coming up next. The forecast is calling. It's just going to be it's summer. It's summer in New England. What more do I need to say other than mostly sunny today, high around 80 degrees. They've actually sort of pulled back on that. It was going to be in the mid-80s, but now they say just in the 70s. But that's okay. Low humidity. Mostly sunny, high around 80. Tonight, low, clear skies, mainly clear, low around 66. And tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high around 90 degrees. But, again, lower humidity. The humidity starts creeping back at about Wednesday of this week. And it's going to be sunny and with a few showers here and there. But, you know, no big whoop. It's summertime in the city. Summertime in New England. Summertime in the country. Most of the country seeing that big heat dome. We're out of it right now. Thank goodness. Currently on the campus of Tufts University, it is, what is it? I just put something in the way of my thermometer. Oh, there it is, 79 degrees.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal.
Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Hey, dude. I'm walking here.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep everyone well connected with healthy bones.
All right, here's Johnny Winter at 91.5 WMFO.
Smile. Be careful
that takes all day.
Darkness, no
91.5 WMFO. Brand new music from Amos Lee. No more darkness, no more light. How about no more ice? That's what I'm saying. This immigration stuff is just getting out of hand, and it just sort of inspired a little set of music of mine. This is Jackson Browne. I know it's the second Jackson Browne song I've played today, but it's fitting. This is called Niño.
It's like really good music without any commercials.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Bob Angel's Detox Mansion, a 91.5 WMFO.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Some people got moves, others don't. Been that way forever.
Deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman's, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick, hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick, hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, say fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
All right, Courtney Barnett, 91.5 WMFO. Brand new stuff, of course, from Tell Me How You Really Feel is her latest album, and Charity was the name of that song. Ian Dury and the Blockheads did Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. That's from 1979. I was living in England, and Ian Dury was huge back then over there. It's from their album, Do It Yourself. Then a couple of songs on immigration. Migra is all about immigration, migrants, and about being afraid of, it wasn't ICE back then. I can't remember what the agency was back then, but it's turned into ICE, and ICE is just absolutely turned into the Gestapo, and I don't know. I don't want to get too political on you. But anyway, that was from Supernatural, from Santana. And Jackson Browne did Nino from Looking East. Oh, we did a lot more than this. I forgot that I did break in after Amos Lee because it was a brand new song from his new album called My New Moon. No More Darkness, No More Light. We heard Jimmy Vaughn. And Boom Bop Bop Boom from his Strange Pleasure album. That was 1994. Jimmy didn't used to use a bassist at all. I wonder if he's still doing that. There's no bassist on the Single Pleasure album at all. Johnny Winter from his debut in 1969, self-titled. And Be Careful With a Fool was the name of that song. And that took us back to the beginning of that last set. It's 12:56 now. I can't believe the time has gone. My favorite set that I had set up for today that I put off for too long was a nice summertime set. And but we'll save it for next time. What do you say? Come back in 2 weeks and... hopefully the weather will be nice and we'll have a nice summertime set for you. I was going to start it with this song. I'll have to change out the first song on it. But it was Warren Zevon. You got to play Warren Zevon because, you know, that's what I'm all about. And it's the title track from his Mutineer album. And a little sailing song from 91.5 WMFO. Warren Zevon, I'll see you in 2 weeks.
You're my your room.